It's the Larry Kudlow Show. Free market prosperity starts here. Now, here's Larry Kudlow.
Welcome back, folks. I'm Larry Kudlow. This is the Larry Kudlow Show. Great pleasure to be with you. By the way, during the week, please join us. Fox Business Network, FBN TV. Name of the show is Kudlow, 4 to 5 p.m. every day, Monday through Friday. If you can't get us at 4, just text your favorite 9-year-old and she'll show you how to DVR the show. And here on radio, you can live stream us on the internet all across the country. It's LarryKudlowShow.com, LarryKudlowShow.com, all across the country, throughout the world, all through the solar system, including the Milky Way. So we bring in my good friend John Carney, economics and finance editor of Breitbart and author of the Breitbart Business Digest Daily, must read. It's got a cult following. It's a fabulous thing. So, John, thank you as always. Can I just talk to you? Put your political hat on along with your economic hat. The consumer confidence numbers took a big jump in January, and in December they took a big jump. 2 months, big jump. And you see it. Overall, the sentiment index, current economic conditions way up, consumer expectations way up. I mean, November was 56.8, John. In January, it was 75.9. And then one-year inflation expectations down from 4.5% in November to 2.9% in January, and then the longer-term inflation, 2.8%. Those are big numbers, and does that have a political impact, or is it too soon?
I think it has both a political impact, and I think it has a political reflection. One of the things that's happening is that Republicans are actually becoming more positive about the economy. Mm. And I think this is because Republicans are becoming more convinced that they can win in November. So in other words, you're seeing consumer sentiment buoyed by the fact that people are saying, I think Donald Trump's going to win in November.
That's a great point, John. I don't mean to interrupt you. I'm oohing and aahing because I hadn't thought of that. So that's what that could be in those numbers.
I think it is in those numbers. I think that what we're seeing is that Republicans who have been very negative about the economy, largely because Biden has mismanaged it so badly that they're starting to see the light at the end of the tunnel, right? We are in the final year of Joe Biden's term as president, and we are now more hopeful that he will not have a second term as president. And so when you look at the year ahead inflation numbers or the year ahead expectations for what's going to happen for business conditions, people are becoming more hopeful. Now, there's also a bit the Democrats think they could win it, too. So I think that they also look at these numbers and they say, their spirits are buoyed as well. There's also a little bit of partisanship on the part of the Democrats as we get nearer to the election. This is in the numbers pretty consistently. If you ask people, how do you feel about the economy? There is a little bit of partisanship where if their party's running things, they tend to be a little bit more positive, in part because they understand that this has political implications. So they answer better, and people just tend to feel better when their party is running the country. But I do think that Republican hopes are boosting the consumer sentiment.
You should write that up, John.
Definitely will.
It's really insightful.
Preview of a coming Breitbart Business Digest.
Yeah, I mean, that's nobody else has said that. That's a fascinating take. Absolutely fascinating. The rest of the story, I mean, as you've been writing, and we've talked about it on the show, the numbers are coming in. There's really, with retail sales fairly strong, not manufacturing. You don't see it there. You don't see it in business equipment and so forth. But people are spending and they are borrowing, and there's really no reason for the Fed to lower their interest rate target.
That's right. usually when the Fed is lowering their interest rate, particularly usually when this happens, it is because we are facing, we are seeing the beginning of a pretty severe economic downturn, and the Fed is trying to respond to that. That's not what the case is right now. Unemployment is ultra low, and consumers are spending a lot of money. So if the Fed decides that it's going to cut rates, and it's likely to not decide early because they're not worried about something happening, it would be a cut of choice rather than a cut of necessity. And they're unlikely to have a very rapid series of cuts. Usually when the Fed is in a cutting cycle, it's because we are in a downturn. Right now, and Chris Waller, the Fed governor, pointed this out, that the Fed probably will not cut rapidly once it starts cutting because it's not trying to flood the economy with liquidity to fend off a recession. It's doing it because it thinks, you know, they're able to do it rather than that they have to do it.
Yeah, the I was just looking this morning, John, in the futures market, the Fed rate cut in March is now down to only 48%. I think that's the
right. It was up at 75 just a few days ago, so right. It has come down a lot. I think for the reasons that I've been articulating, which is people look at the data and they say the very data that the Fed officials have told us they pay attention to a lot, which is the labor market data, that's been strong. The consumer data, and that's been strong. So there, you know, that takes away from the idea that they're going to cut in March. As you said, manufacturing seems to still be in a recession. It's unclear, though, that that will last. If we've been seeing a loosening of financial conditions. The, you know, not just treasuries, treasury yields have come down, gone up a little recently, but still pretty far down. But things like high yield bonds, they have come down a lot. And they've narrowed the gap with treasuries. So what that's telling you is that businesses are more able to borrow. And if financial conditions loosen for businesses, they will start to expand. They got tight for businesses. They're not as tight as they were. So I think we'll start to see that business investment starts to tick up again.
Yeah, the junk bond spread, I'm looking at John Moody's. No, I'm looking at the Merrill Lynch high yield spread. Last 52 weeks is down 68 basis points. So you're right. I mean, that's come in quite a bit. That's a good economic indicator. Your other thing here, your Business Digest for today or last night, consumers are murdering the March rate cut. I love that. Folks, you can go online and get this stuff. I mean, I charge a ton of money for it, but John Breitbart is such
I give it away for free.
Yeah, Breitbart is a great news operation, including John's Business Digest. Consumers are murdering the March rate cut. And then you go on to talk about the rate cut got run over by a reindeer. That's so good, John. That's really good.
Thanks. We try to make it fun. You know, one of the things, you know, we're writing about things like yield curves and you know, the market implied odds of fake Fed rate cuts. So that can get a little dry for people. So when we're writing this stuff up, try to, you know, provide the humor. But also that's also what happened, right, is that a lot of people thought, you know, oh, the holiday shopping season is not going to be strong. Consumers are going to pull back. And they didn't. So, yeah, the rate cut got run over by the reindeer.
So we're just going to stay where we are, you know, and the Fed's still got more work to do to get their hit their target rate for all the various inflation indicators. And there's nothing wrong with that. I mean, historically, interest rates are no big deal. The curve is inverted. So, you know, that's still a worry. There's always something to worry about. The curve is inverted. Short rates are higher than long rates. And that's unnatural. It's turning the Treasury curve on its head. On the other hand, 10 years at 4.12, John, that's a nothing burger. I mean, historically speaking. So why not?
And I think there's there's a lot of evidence that actually the economy has moved into a state where it can tolerate, it can do well with higher interest rates than it could, say, 5 or 6 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
So that, you know, when we look at it, we say, well, that's a lot more than we had, you know, ever since the financial crisis. But it's okay. It is close to what it was historically normal. It's not high, historically speaking.
Mm.
And in places that are very sensitive to interest rates, like the housing market and the auto market, we've actually seen that those haven't fallen apart. That tells me that the economy can withstand interest rates at this level and even higher. I don't think the Fed is going to hike. I think they've made it clear they're not going to hike. I do think, though, that the long-term rates are probably going to move up a little bit more.
Mm-hmm.
And we may see the uninversion of the yield curve because of that.
Mm-hmm.
I think that the Fed, that inflation has shown signs it probably bottomed over the summer, and in October was probably the recent lows. It's going to be stuck at around where it is right now. And the Fed is, over time, it'll come down, but it's not coming down at a place that tells you, okay, the Fed should start cutting now. There's nothing that says the economy can't handle the level of interest rates we have right now.
Ohio, ready for some quick mental health facts? Let's go. Nearly 2 million Ohioans live with a mental health condition. In the U.S., more than 50% of people will be diagnosed with a mental illness in their lifetime. Depression is a leading cause of disability worldwide. So why are some of us still stigmatizing people living with a mental health condition when we know all of this? Let's listen to the facts and beat the stigma. Ohio, challenge what you know about mental health at beatthestigma.org.
Hi, it's Ernie Anastas. You know, your thoughts can affect how you feel, and how you feel can impact your thoughts. Addressing your mind and body connection is the key to improving your overall wellness. Bergen New Bridge Medical Center is the largest hospital in New Jersey, providing comprehensive, equitable, compassionate, and high-quality emergency inpatient and outpatient medical care, plus mental health services and substance use disorder treatment. The Bergen New Bridge team can address your total health needs in one convenient location. Call 201-225-7130. For an appointment, or newbridgehealth.org.
So I'm looking at the CPI report for December, which is the latest one we have. The top line is 3.4%, 12-month change. So that's well above the Fed's target range, which is 2. And then the core rate, excluding food and energy, is 3.9. So that's high. And then services are 5.0. That has labor cost in it. So that's above the Fed's target. What is Jay Powell's supposed favorite rate? I can't follow all this stuff.
Right. Well, I'm always very wary of people who want to slice and dice the inflation reports in ways that produce the outcome that they wanted to see anyway. Mm. Oh, you know, if you subtract this one and that one, that's not really probably a good measure. But what he loves to look at, what he says, services excluding housing services and excluding energy services.
Oh, for God's sake.
So it's a pretty slice of things, but that's not showing a lot of disinflation right now. And I will say that if the retail sales, remember, retail sales are sales of goods. There's a little bit in there. Restaurant services are in there, but that's the only services part of this.
Mm.
So when retail sales are coming in higher than expected, that creates inflationary pressures in goods. And that's been something that people thought was going to be a huge source of disinflationary pressure. That doesn't seem like that's a safe bet anymore.
Mm.
So we may not only be facing inflationary pressures from the services side, but the good side may start to exert inflationary pressure again. The Fed guys are watching this. I mean, Waller is a very smart guy.
Mm.
He has been very optimistic that we were going to that inflation was going to come down and the economy was going to slow.
All right.
When he was making speeches in October and December, that was true. That looked true. The data we got in for November and December since then tell us that it's no longer true, that the economy is now in danger of accelerating and inflation will follow and reignite.
All right. I got to run. John Carney, Breitbart News, Economics and Finance, Breitbart Business Digest, co-author with Alex Marlowe. It's a fabulous thing, John. Thank you ever so much. We appreciate it. Folks, quick break, and then Kash Patel, former chief of staff of the Defense Department, is going to tell us whether the Middle East is just blowing up left and right or what. I'm Kudlow. We'll be right back.
This is Greg Kelly for Priority Gold. What does it mean to be America's precious metals dealer? It means that you're in touch with the hearts and minds of those who love this country, value our freedom, and want to protect the future. Priority Gold is that precious metals dealer. They've helped thousands of Americans back their retirement with solid gold and silver. Call Priority Gold at 888-506-6439. Receive free shipping, free storage, a free investment guide, and one of the best purchase experiences in the industry. Call now or go to PriorityGold.com.